Hello and welcome to our fourth week of the month where Nashville's municipal consultant Dax Norton joins us. Thanks again for joining us and being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
So let's just start with about how you're doing during this pandemic. Are you working a lot from home too? We have you on Zoom today. It looks like maybe you might be at home.
Yes, and become an expert at all these video conferencing platforms.
You know, last time we talked, you told us about the Brown County COAD group that's formed to help the county during this pandemic. You know, I went to one of their meetings. It was really interesting to see all the different parts, all the different officials that are coming together to get the resources to where they're most needed. You know, going into now about a month of this, have those resources and needs, have they shifted at all, or are they kind of on the same trajectory?
I think they're on the same trajectory, and I think I, when I talked about COAD last, missed a couple things. They do have a website, browncountycoad.com, and then they have their number, their hotline, which I think is very important for people to know, and that's the 812-988-0001 number. You know, to date, looks like they've logged over 150 calls. Now, if you need, you know, if you're in a situation where you need 911, if you're experiencing a medical emergency, then they suggest you call 911. But if you're, you know, concerned about possibly having the virus, have symptoms, you can call this number. They'll get you where you need to go and answer multiple different questions. They've delivered over 700 meals, 21 boxes of commodities to folks. You know, served 160 families in 3 hours at a pop-up pantry. So this group is an amazing group doing amazing things. And, you know, part of this is a new initiative from the Community Foundation in Brown County, which I think is fabulous, is the Rapid Response Fund. So the Brown County Rapid Response Fund to help with COVID-19 pandemic issues locally. If you'd like to donate to that fund, there's two ways. Information can be found at browncountygives.org, which is a community foundation website. And if you'd like to donate by text, it's TOGETHERBC to 44321. So I think I sent you this information and documents, but I cannot reiterate enough how great this organization is. Collaboration of multiple different organizations in the county, and they've really put their efforts together to do great things to get Brown County through this pandemic crisis.
And for those in Brown County listening to this podcast, we'll put those links on the website. You know, there's still a lot of talk about questions about testing, and in Brown County, I see we have, at least today, of course, this changes, 14 positive cases, one death, but 52 tested. Are you concerned too about those who need tests or getting tests in Brown County?
I think that from what I've heard, resources are available, but certainly that's always a concern. I think it's been a concern for state official, you know, national, state, local officials to make sure that we do have the capacity to get anyone who needs a test, a test. I haven't heard personally from the council or anyone in the county yet that there's been an issue with getting a test if you need a test. So I think what Brown County has done, Nashville included, is they've done a very good job with social distancing and being concerned about those that may not be following those guidelines. They've done a very good job of watching out for themselves and their neighbors. And that has kept some of the numbers there at bay a little bit.
One of the issues, of course, this is all over the state, but when I was at the meeting was about some of the shops that were still open and, you know, what's essential, what's not essential. And I think someone at the meeting said they would take it upon themselves to look around the town and maybe go into some of these shops that were still open and say, you know, you probably shouldn't be open. Is that still an issue now?
Doesn't seem to be an issue. And really, it didn't seem to be that large of an issue then. People, business owners have complied, you know, with social distancing guidelines and the governor's executive orders.
You know, opening that up just a little bit bigger, we did a story on how Commissioner Diana Biddle asked the governor to close the state properties there. You know, you have people coming from all over, especially with the weather now starting to warm up, and you have a smaller town. It's a tourist town, but it's closed. and resources were being used up. Now, last I checked, there were some restrictions at Brown County State Park, but is this still weighing on locals there?
Yeah, I think it does weigh on locals. I have not heard if the remedies, you know, the governor came up with, if they've worked, you know, limiting the campsite, camps, campground closed, shelters closed, some trails closed. I do believe it has made some kind of a dent in that issue. But we do have, you know, if we have beautiful sunny weather coming up, that would be a concern, and that would be paid close attention to.
Do you know, is the state monitoring the parks there?
I do not know the answer to that question. Yeah. I do not know.
You know, we talked.
I will assume anything, so I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked. You were talking about the meals being provided, and I got drawn into the school part too, and all the how much the schools are doing to provide meals to kids, having pickups at the schools, and also now in these days of e-learning, rural broadband is not something you can solve overnight. And I know that was something that's on your list of things to do, isn't it?
Access to broadband. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll forever be on the list of things to do. I think not just in Brown County, but I think what this has shown us all is, you know, and the conversation is starting to be widely discussed nationwide, is should broadband infrastructure be viewed just like vehicular highway infrastructure? Should we start to make this a public infrastructure conversation? And this has brought that to the forefront.
Are there other challenges right now that you're kind of trying to tackle, being, you know, Brown County being more of a little bit rural area during this pandemic?
You know, I think that the biggest challenges are what we don't see ahead of us. Those are economic. Obviously, we still want to stay focused on people's health and well-being right now, but there's going to be long-term economic issues, especially as it relates to food and beverage tax distribution. You know, what was budgeted for the year, we're going to have to take a look at those numbers and pull back a little bit. Small business, obviously, there's a federal issue there with money running out, and we're looking at multiple different things that we could do locally to help, you know, a county that's driven by small business. That's their economic driver. And one thing that the county and the town have both done is applied for some Office of Community and Rural Affairs CDBG dollars. $250,000 is the ask, and that money will be used to create low interest forgivable loan programs locally for those businesses, which will supplement anything that's happening on the federal level. And so those applications have been sent off, and we're just waiting on word from the grant folks to see if we've, I won't say won, but been granted the dollars to start the programs. Other things have been discussed, anywhere from, you know, taking existing monies and turning those, using some of those for grant programs locally. Existing monies could be economic development taxes, food and beverage taxes, but just creative thoughts from multiple different people to try to find ways to help those small business owners in Nashville and Brown County. And then, you know, paying attention to local income taxes, how will that have an effect long-term on the rest of the 2020 budget going into 2021, and then people's ability to pay their property taxes, and those property taxes can now be paid at a later date so the distribution doesn't come in. So essentially making sure the government has the right amount of cash flow to continue to provide very good services and efficient services. So those are some of the things that we're having conversations about from a town government, local government level.
Is there any help or task force to all these small businesses that, you know, probably obviously have never really had to face this before, to get them into some maybe temporary help and then long-term help to keep them afloat?
Yeah, if you look at some of the partners of the COAD, that's where I would suggest that these small business owners call the hotline or contact the COAD, the chamber, the Visitors Bureau, and contact the town, the county. But, you know, those especially those organizations that are set up to assist small business, like the Chamber or the Small Business Development Corporation. That's what they're there for, and that's why the COAD is such a great organization.
There's one that we did hear about, and it's the Brown County Music Center. Obviously doesn't have revenue coming in. So the county, from what I've heard, you can help me out here, is essentially taking some money from the roads budget, putting it into the music center budget. And there's a specific Indiana code that allows that to happen, but that transferred money has to come back by the end of the fiscal year. So they're basically kind of just floating budget to keep them afloat. Is this something common that in other cities too, or towns that you know of?
Yeah, it happens. You know, there are times when money is loaned from one fund to the other. That's not an uncommon practice. Obviously, the music center is one of the most important facilities in the county, and being the draw, and that's a good use of time and funds to help prop them up during this moment.
Was I kind of on the right track of how I described that? Is that what's happening?
Funds being loaned from one fund to the other. I am not completely certain of how the county is doing what they're doing with the music center. I wouldn't be shocked at all to know that that's what they're doing at this moment.
Are there other city departments that are worried about funding right now?
I don't know if necessarily worried about funding so much as it is a concern about long-term funding. You know, the utilities are also on top of our mind because people either aren't or can't pay their full water sewer bill. Some people can't, some businesses aren't or can't. If they can't, how do we, number one, assist them? And number two, that's a revenue shortfall. You know, the utilities have to buy a product and then deliver that product. So there are operating costs that happen usually prior to the bill being paid. So we have to pay close attention to what revenue is now coming in, what the budget was for the utilities, how to re-budget, go through a budgeting process in the middle of a budget cycle, which usually doesn't have to happen. And then determine, do we have enough cash flow coming in to maintain the operations of the utility? And if not, what do you do then? Because, you know, your ratepayer dollars there, it's different from the taxpayer's budget. It's the ratepayer's budget. There are some items that we've talked about, maybe possibly going to the federal government, asking for a forbearance on any loans that the federal government has given to the utility to do upgrades. One of those would be the USDA rural development loans. You know, would the federal government consider offering that to all utilities, or to the state SRF, state revolving fund? Could they do the same thing while the rate payers are getting back on their feet enough to start paying their bill again? So there are things being discussed right now to pay attention to the, I'd say, medium to longer term impacts on the utility.
But probably, is it still correct to say it's too early to really have any projections on the flows of cash right now?
It's a little too early, although I think we'll have a little bit of a snapshot at the end of this month to see what revenue came in for the billing, for the April billing.
Mm-hmm. Are there other projects right now or city or town meetings, council meetings that have been going on that are some issues right now, or are things just kind of really centered more toward what's happening with the pandemic?
We had a council meeting last Thursday via Zoom. Thought it went fairly well. There was an item on there about purchase of a building to move the police department into that building, or whatever the council determines they want to do with that building. It's near the current town hall. The county has expressed an interest in purchasing the old the current National Police Department building. So kind of a partnership amongst governmental organizations. And then, now's a good time to borrow money, right? Interest rate is incredibly low. Although it can look, there are some that would say, why would you do this while we're in the middle of this pandemic? We're uncertain about revenues coming into the government units. You could argue that maybe we want to wait, but I would say that right now with interest rates as low as they are, is and this one from a debt service perspective be a savings because there's so much equity in the current building and the price of the new building is very good.
And is the, I think I heard about this too, is the reasoning behind it is that the newer building is would be smaller and better to maintain for the town?
I think there are a number of different, yeah. It's the building we purchased is a little more efficient, it's in a better spot. Yes, everything you just kind of described, and a lower interest rate and a lower annual payment, from what we're looking at right now, could be lower annual payment in the $2,000 to $3,000 per year range because of the equity that the town has in the current building. It's a sound policy decision.
Yeah, that was all I had. Is there anything else you'd like to tell everyone in Nashville, Brown County?
No, just hang in there. How proud that everyone is of the county and how well they've come together. Follow the guidelines, made the sacrifices, and hang in there. We're all doing everything we can to ensure that residents, businesses will get the help they need to continue on into the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and hope to see you again next month.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.